Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show, 97.7 The River.
It's Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the house.
Woohoo!
This is your house? This is a very meager living. I thought for sure.
No.
What's all this talk about your house expansion you're doing? There's nothing going on here.
I'm working on it.
Get the maid in here to clean up some of these cobwebs, I must say.
It's Halloween. Let it be.
We're a little punchy on a Friday morning, but we've got a beer from Placentia, California, from the brewery, and that is spelled Bruery. Right?
There's weird faces being made in the studio right now.
Yeah, this is the...
from the belly of California, Danny. Don't be rude.
Got it.
Yes. This is the...
Not to be mistaken with the armpit of California.
Orjata is the pronunciation of this, but it is spelled Orxata.
Wow.
Orxata.
Crossata. This is a blonde ale brewed with rice, lactose, natural cinnamon, and flavors added. 7.2% by volume. Now, the first thing that stands out to me, rice, any kind of adjunct lagers, we talk about like the Buds and the Millers and the Coors of the world, you're either brewed as they... made famous in the Super Bowl ad. They're brewed with either corn syrup or rice. The Bud Lights of the world and Budweisers are done with rice, and it gives me a really bad headache. I have an issue with that.
Really?
Style. I've done blind tastes. I've done all kinds of different ways to just test the theory, and every time it gives me a serious headache. As usual, I've done my little sneaker sip, and I don't have a headache yet, so that's good. I don't know the content of how much rice is in there, but it's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You go through the AATMF of this beer as you hold it up to the light through the window. It kind of disappears into the fall foliage outside the window. It's a nice yellowy orange color. Looks very much like horchata. It's that sweet cinnamon, like there's a little bit of like orange almost in it, but it smells like cinnamon.
Orange zest.
Yeah, it smells like cinnamon milk. That's really what it comes out to.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you get there's that lactose part of it. So I get a lot of that aroma, and then the cinnamon come through. It does smell like, you know, a good horchata from a taqueria.
There's a creaminess to it, which
absolutely
comes from the rice, I would imagine, right?
The rice and the lactose.
And the lactose, right.
The creaminess of this beer is totally appealing.
Absolutely. It's because of how like stark the cinnamon spice is in this, right? You don't want something to be super crisp or bitter. It would be totally disjointed.
Yeah.
This feels like horchata, which is what it's trying to be.
It does feel like horchata. It also, you've got a smooth finish of a beer, but this has got a little bit of that cinnamon on the end, but it's not overwhelming. Like it doesn't taste like fake, you know, just ramped up sugar.
Like a red hot.
Yeah.
Yes. Like a red hot. Exactly.
It doesn't have any of those like sugary candy flavors. It feels like it's natural. So I'm very impressed. And it's the finish on this is a little dry, a little smooth. But it draws me in for another sip, and this is a really good beer.
Every pumpkin beer, like fall spiced beer, all that stuff, this is, I think, what they all would love to be.
Yes.
Ooh.
The cinnamon fall spice that exists in this it's perfect. Some of the, does everything it says it was going to do, and then also is delicious on top of that.
Right.
So, yeah, two thumbs way up.
All right. Really good.
Yeah, we like it.
This is the Orchata from the brewery out of Placentia, California.
It's Bruery. Brewery.
Yeah.
Brewery.
Brewery.
Got it. All right. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on the Beer 30 page and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, where you get your podcast full. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here.